This is CliffCentral.com. In a story, I'm a reggae shark. There are hundreds of sharks living under the sea. A great white hammer age and white tip reefs. But the one shark discovery always leave out is the dreadlock rasta fish I'm talking about.
Reggae shark.
Don't tempt me. I go to so many festivals.
You went to the Reggae Shark Festival?
I don't know. What? You know what? The first reggae festival I went to, it was Burning Spears, and I was working.
Burning Spear, the band?
Yeah, the band, yes, in Durban. And I was working. I used to do lighting and sound. Jesus Christ. I've never smoked, but I went out of that festival. I was high. Everyone else was the cloud.
That's where the cloud comes from.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I keep all my reggae in the cloud.
I'm sorry, I can't.
When does the podcast start, Brandon?
Dave, that would be just now.
There we go. Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. It's Friday, 9 a.m. If you're listening to this later, then it's later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Just now
I can't be.
In the future.
Exactly, it's just now.
Yeah.
So the reason why it's called Just Now is because it's now. We're doing this.
Okay.
And it's the original South African comedy podcast. I know there are others.
Oh, yeah.
I won't say who. It will remain semi-RF. But other people have tried to do this podcast, get on our bandwagon, but we have the best guests, we have the best comedy, we have the best ideas. We've got Palesa. She's sticking around because Celeste can blow her microphone. And I don't mean it.
Dave, come on now.
Celeste and Sudi's with us. Robin Dunlop's with us as well. I think
hey.
I mentioned come in because our comedians say they're coming in and they don't. And I said, you just come in and you're here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here.
Can you come again next week again?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Where have you been? I'm happy with one.
Well,
you are welcome.
I'm happy with one.
They're going there already. That's a new record. That's
9:06:13. Let's write that down. Robin, I'm happy with one.
Okay.
And I don't have to be there even.
When what?
Okay. Well
there you
go. That's
good.
That actually is better.
You can come on your own.
Yeah.
And then also, Celeste and Tuli, a recent Comics Choice nominee.
Proper.
Three times nominee.
Like, you know you're successful when people think you slept with someone to get it. They're like, really now, Celeste? Why the coloration of... No, I'm joking.
I've slipped my way
really,
to the top.
I was really excited.
Have you had sex with someone to get a job? Brandon?
Oh.
Never to get a job.
To get a
what
job.
What kind of job?
Well,
sorry, I'm
you
never,
what about no. if you interview
no
someone?
No jobs.
That's a good thing. No jobs.
No jobs.
Or even unemployed people.
We don't get paid for this shit.
Jobs.
There we go. This is calm this shit down. So listen, I want to warn you, we had a musician lady on the show once. She took over completely. She got the show.
Oh.
I'm expecting you to do the same.
No.
So this is my laziest show. I'll ask you one question.
And then I'll go.
At 9:56, we walk out here.
And I must provide gags every minute.
No, we get serious. When we were with Joey's team, we were talking about therapy and we were talking about Jehovah. The other guy who's in charge of Muslims.
We've done a couple religions. We did the
Robin.
The Jehovah. What religion is Jehovah?
Muhammad.
We spoke about Jesus once.
We got heavy.
What's the tennis racket with a shoe?
Tennis racket with a shoe on. We spoke about the Jews.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Robin, are you Jewish?
No. I'm Christian-ish.
Big time.
Christian-ish. That should be a religion, though. Christian.
Ooh, now you got Zulu angered.
No, you know what?
Did you do ZCC sound and lighting?
Yeah, the ZCC.
The one with the badge. And the berry.
That's how they sing.
You learn something new every day.
And then they go.
The original beatboxes.
Not the one with the badges.
Yes.
Those are the proper ones. The high jump there is another.
The
ZCC ones, they're the ones that jump here. See, there's a difference in case of, and there's one with the, because see, I'm not a Christian.
Okay.
My dad was like,
it's hard to be a Christian as a comedian because you got to be open, and unfortunately if you're stuck with one thing.
Yeah.
Well, no offense to Mark Palmer. He does Christian comedy. So does Napster.
Oh, okay.
So does Mashabela.
Well, if you do, you do. But for
it's
me
essentially it's just clean comedy.
Of
that
course
doesn't sound fun.
I love Robin.
Well, I don't know. And it's
have
so
you
clean.
Have you done Comics Choice? Have you entered as a comedian?
I haven't because
I have not.
I only just started this year, and then
can
I was
you
like,
go in the new
I'm really good.
there's nothing exciting than knowing.
Hold hands.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, you know what?
This is not like even a feminist thing.
What's nothing more
it's
exciting?
It's exciting to see another girl coming in because I know you go rock.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
Can I tell you how
we're only
met
having
Celeste
girl
Can
people
I tell you
on
how
our
I
show?
Met Celeste.
Yes. How did you meet Celeste?
I walked in the door and she just looked and went, no. Listen. She wasn't talking to me, but
I was
just
talking
no
to someone else.
But like, the, no, minute another, like,
the minute she
female
walked in and I was talking to someone else about tea, and then she, literally, she walks in and I say no. And I, and she was like, oh my God, really?
Is this the first time you've met?
Yeah, and my first reaction was, often, oh my God, Celeste Julie. And she's like, no.
Are you,
no,
are you,
now,
are you,
now that, you now that I know you're doing comedy, yes. The answer is changed.
Celeste, how long have you been doing this?
2005.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Yeah, and
somewhere in Bedford View.
It was. I've done. You know, funny enough, I've done the most weirdest club gigs with
me.
Yeah,
you're not the only person who said that.
Some
of my gigs are just at my house in my lounge. Robin was like, "When do I get paid?" I'm like, "Yeah, do your 5 minutes."
You know,
let's not spread that rumor. I was never at your house.
There's a guy somewhere in Mamelodi.
Yeah, I hired a place.
Who used to hold the club gig?
Mamelodi.
Yeah.
Say the name.
I don't know the guy, but I know the comedians that went there. They're just starting.
Okay.
And this guy staying with his granny, and then organizes a club gig. Yeah. So sometimes he leaves and he goes, "I'm going to do dishes, guys. I'm coming."
But you know that passion. The guy says, "I want to do a comedy show. I don't have a venue. Gran, please get the curtains, get the shower curtain.
Yeah.
We are doing a show, and we're gonna do
what,
it. And
in
a
the
spotlight?
Shower?
Nope. If we are. There is that episode of one of those
optional,
where
apparently
they did the Louis C.K. and those older comics were going, "I need to attack." That was what's his name? I need to find out what the young people are doing. And they said, "No, we don't do comedy gigs anymore. It's called a space."
Oh,
so he goes, "Okay, well, book me on that." So he gets there, and there's a microphone and a shower curtain.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then the shower curtain opens, and there's three bloggers sitting in the bath. And they go like, "Okay, go." And he's like, "Well, what must I do my set?" They go, "Yeah, do your set. We'll blog about it." He's like,
"What?
Is this a gig?" "No, it's a space, and please have respect for it." You know?
He like, said,
okay.
Guys,
so he does his gig for these three people in the bath.
Were there at least like salt crystals or something?
No, they were
burning,
sitting there in the bath with them. So he's like, that's what it's become. Almost like the bloggers have so much power over there. I'm gladly... They don't have it yet, but it sounds like Katie Bonnie Malazzi kind of gig, but it's not, hey?
Nah, you see, I still don't get the influencer type of situation.
Oh, yes, you were talking about that on the on your radio tour.
I don't understand this thing.
The influencer,
really,
you're an influencer.
But I'm okay.
I heard influenza. I'm like,
the virus. I said the same thing, girl. I was like, okay, because you see these people, they're not designers, they're not everything, but they're going around the world taking photos, looking like semi-Kim Kardashian, semi-Paris Hilton, and then they be like, you're an influencer.
Hold on, we'll get back to that, Robin. Is it really? That's in the news. You've got some news about Instagrammers, haven't you?
Why are you pointing at me?
I don't know. So hang on, these influencers, they've got no skill.
No skill, nothing. She's not
something.
A real modeler. She's not a real whatever. She's just
Hot
in between. Tub. Yeah, and then everything is someone. Some people get credits.
But you
know can see this on the picture. It's like a whole paragraph of people. Thank you, Dave Livingston, for the pantyhose. They thank everyone. So I always ask, like, what
no,
do
no
you
No one's
do?
Ever thanked me for that. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Because I send a lot of them out. They may be soiled. Okay, how do you do this? Because two of these computers aren't working.
Gosh. I don't know why I'm not surprised.
Well, anyway, WhatsApp.
Wow.
Michelle is sending a picture of her with her penguins and the fish.
Hey.
Sack.
I've never seen Eric Janssen with a hangover. Okay, we've got to put you on.
We're not switching you on because it's quarter past nine again.
This
is your future
time.
Bright or are you turned into Matabile's stepson?
No.
Did you see Matabile's
stepson? They forgot I was wearing sunglasses.
Morning.
Hi. Morning. No, no.
Hey, okay, so the Just Now comedy podcast starts just now for Eric.
Yeah.
Literally
just
now. Yeah. Please introduce yourself to the people.
Morning, Robin. Morning, Celeste. Morning. How's it going, guys?
Morning.
Brandon.
Eric.
What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Uncle Dave.
Have you got news for us?
What's happening? News, yes.
Not now, not
three stories.
Okay, cool. Keep that in under
your head. Already?
We're talking about...
That's why I'm late. I'm late. I'm from Rehoboth.
He was out there
all the way in Boxburg.
Corresponding.
East Rand.
What's your place called? Janssen Park?
No, Jansen Park is where the East Rand Mall is. But rightfully, when we are doing land things, I've got dibs. Well, my family's got dibs on Jansen Park.
When are we doing the, Celeste, when are we doing the Night of the Long Knives? Has it been cancelled? Who organises that? Mashabela?
I don't know. Oh gosh, I'm...
This is a very awkward question. I know what this is about.
No, apparently it was during apartheid. There was a night when all the black people were going to get a knife, bread knife, butter knife, fish, those fish, the weird fish knife thing.
I've never
and you had to go and kill the white
only
person
white people
take
use
there.
Those things.
No, you know, I know. No, like, yeah. We've gone through so many conspiracy theories of politics when we were growing up. There used to be this.
You guys.
Oh, yeah, as black people.
So what your fake news was different to ours?
Yeah, it was really different. Coming from the grandfathers and old people, they'd be like, you guys don't jog. You don't even do anything. You see, white people are exercising every day. One day they will plan a war. You won't be fit to fight.
That's why they run.
So, so every time you guys run at the sun, I'm like, oh fuck.
War is coming.
I wonder what they're planning.
I didn't know that. I thought people were waving at me. Hi, black people.
No, we're waiting. Please, not today. We are not ready.
Whatever these people are planning, it involves stamina. I am fucked if it happens.
And then we started questioning food. Because they're like, when we were growing up as black people, we were strong and big. We're starting to becoming frail and frail the more we eat pasta. What happened?
We're weakening.
Yeah, and then when you cook pasta for the second time in your house, your granny will be like, mm-mm.
What is this?
You're poisoning me with this white people's thing. Where's my pasta? Because I used to be fit. After spaghetti, I'm starting to think every day.
Celeste eats spaghetti.
It's the germ wheat. It has extra gluten.
Sure.
Yeah.
Extra gluten.
Yeah.
We tell me something.
Some purpose.
What is gluten? You guys come with
I was going to ask the same question. I'm like, yo, I've been alive for, 20,
I know,
for a good portion of 22 years and gluten is brand new.
And you must.
I know, right? Everyone's been eating bread and pasta for millions of years, and all of a sudden...
No, bread was new.
Not millions.
I had pizza in New York. I had leftover pizza. I gave it to a homeless guy in New York, and he was like, sorry, I'm gluten-free.
Did you roast him? Did you say you're also housemate? Couch me.
And Nyaope boy literally went, except gluten.
Wow. We are still stuck on organic.
No, hang on.
We don't know which one is.
Your other radio stations, did they talk about this stuff? Because we went deep now.
What?
On the other radio stations, where were you on? You were on Metro Extra. Metro Extra. What's it called?
Massive Metro. Massive Metro.
I don't care. What is Massive Metro? Is it like a...
When did you ever care? This guy is so crazy.
He never cares.
Hey, that's us.
Listening, he was
there's a TV in the studio where it shows the show that's on, and it's nice for me to look up there and go, okay, that really is.
Oh, right,
that's us.
Just now, comedy podcast. This is lovely.
Oh, it's gone dark.
Hey.
That's all right. That's fine.
It's come issues.
All right, now we're carrying on.
Yeah,
we are
come issues.
What happens is we are still being recorded, but no one can hear us now, so let's just chill.
Oh, okay.
No, don't do dumb shit.
What?
Do dumb shit. Just dance on your tombstone.
Eric, like, all I have.
Dances every time he leaves the house. Eric?
Yes.
Don't do dumb shit.
Yeah, no, that's my father's advice.
Thanks, Dad. Okay, we'll do your news now. Jason, you were on, you doing this tour now.
Mm-hmm.
What's Black Tax?
Black Tax, yes. Because we pay it, eh?
Yeah.
Not if you're my way subscriber.
What? Hey, wait.
Celeste, you lost Celeste.
Celeste is gone. She has got that phone call from my way.
Oh, no, who are you? To just say sorry. Celeste, sorry, man.
No, I love it.
Maybe you're part of the 10% of the claims that they do. Because they're still, you know,
but
still 10%.
You know what the story is? What's the thing with that? Most people, like myself, I read that thing late. That's fake, how fake.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the fake news.
Because everyone else, literally, everyone. Most black people just believed it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
And the iPhone.
There we go again.
iPhone Hoompa pops immediately.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
And that's
like,
the thing.
The face of there was in poor pops. I'm like, and then.
Marketing.
I think we're standing on edges of like everyone else is awesome. Oh, don't you start? Don't you start with me? Because it's everyone is feeling very sensitive.
How come race seems to be the one that we're edgy on? There's so much stuff that you could actually get a nation on or
so
a
there's so
group
much
of
other
people.
Material that we can use.
No,
we
but we're waiting for waiting for Steve Hoffman to say something. His one thing.
You know, you are guaranteed something.
Why is racism so bad? That was his question. What is wrong with you? Why is it so bad to be a racist? And you're like, well, let's start.
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning.
let's go back a couple thousand years.
We were all having fun until people are
naked, doing our thing, and the next thing, now we can't be naked. All white people are taking the internet. Kim Kardashian is trashing everything, and we are here, still naked and not paid.
And Kanye's taking our jobs. Okay.
No joke, the day after the election.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah, the day after the election.
Were you there when Trump was elected?
Yes.
Were you there?
What was it like?
What happened?
Did you wear the red cap?
No. What red cap?
EFF, you don't
know. That's right. There's also an EFF red cap. There was a red cap with Make America Great.
Oh, that.
Did you get one for us?
No, I didn't.
What gifts did you bring us, Robin?
I didn't bring any gifts. I was yourself.
Robin.
But literally the day after elections, they had a ship waiting. They were like,
with slaves on it.
Back to Africa.
Did you get on?
No, I didn't get on. I stayed there for a while.
No, I would have been like, sweet, free ride.
Where?
That's how they got
But you don't understand how they got
you. So you're telling me, they're saying go back to Africa once Trump's president.
If Trump was elected, like, remember Samuel Jackson said that thing, if Trump gets elected, he's going back to
Africa.
Funny
how none of them did.
No, none of them did.
Because Samuel Jackson came back to play golf.
Let me tell you something. Being an African is a job, okay? You're being a black African is a motherfucking... You don't want to start, okay? Even when we are dead, you work, you are an ancestor. There's no resting for us.
Even when you're dead, you become an ancestor. Yeah, you still go to work.
Yeah.
That's work, bruh. Yeah. My dad passed away in September.
Oh, and he's talked to
you. Yeah, now we must connect, you know.
Yeah. I'm scared that my ancestors...
I can lose the data, but it's fine. What about to connect with
people? What do white people... Jeez, what do they charge you?
Sacrifices.
Do we have that? I'm talking to the albino. Do albinos have ancestors?
Oh, gosh.
Well, duh.
Because you guys are already ghostly.
No, but technically I'm black as well. It's like deep down, like I found out that my dad is actually half white, half black. The other day, I found out that my dad's mom was a white lady. I didn't know. I thought she was colored.
And you found this out now?
I only found this out now. Yeah.
Like, I found out
my dad's mother's family.
So you're
entirely
claiming that quarter of family that side now.
It's black. I mean, white, and then my dad's dad is black. So it's like, oh shit, you are literally.
That's
a colored
like one generation. That's not. That's not from millions of you. Like Robin's parents.
Yeah, you're so
right?
young.
Both white.
Yeah. So clearly. I've never asked this for a mixed race person. Which side do you take? Like, as
a. Wait, we've got a song, for that.
Like, say your dad is
who is prepared?
Depends where you
we
are.
Have a song
in terms of slaughtering. Yeah,
ask the question again.
No.
Okay, wait for the song.
The white side is suited or the black side is suited. You can change.
So,
you've got the best of both. Like the bread.
I thought he was going to play Black or White by Michael Jackson.
I'm playing Michael Jackson anyway.
Which side?
I'm playing Michael Jackson.
It varies. Because like I said, on my dad's side, his mom was white, his dad was black. On my mother's side, my mother's mother's colored, and my mother's father was black as well.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where we go.
Depending on who's got the money. Who's got the bonus?
We'll be here
there for Christmas.
Woolworths,
it depends on
Woolworths.
What do you mean?
If you go to Woolworths, then you're white.
No, but then I'm colored. And then if I go and visit the family, then I'm albino. I'm the outstanding.
But you've never, has any of your family slaughtered a cow or Lobola?
Yeah, I guess that's what I want to call.
My father's the front man for Lobolas and stuff. Like whenever my cousins get married, my dad goes and he's like, look, this is how we have to do the thing. And he's a championship negotiator.
Why don't you learn from him? You could take over the family business. You know, you get a percentage of the
My father.
Commission.
The thing is, I'm late. I'm very late. So
you've lost her again.
Yeah, judging commission on Lobola. Yeah, I get
you
the leg.
You're not as an agent. You should
Listen,
be.
What?
You know,
an agent.
Actually,
did you just say an agent for Lobola?
You're not an agent. Why people officiate things? We're still busy calling them uncles. No. Yeah. They are. What, Dave?
Agent.
Let me
we need to negotiate. I'm going to call my uncle. My agent. I need to phone
you
my
agent.
You
got an uncle in the Lobola business.
And he is already called it a family business.
BFF.
Hang on.
Someone's comedian's got a joke about Lobola where you take the... Is it Simi? Who's got the joke about the Lobola app where you slaughter the half the sheep and you... It's an app.
No, it's not Lamar Lights. Like, who's done that sacrificing app? What you call it?
Who's that? Whose gang is that?
That's Yasin Bans.
Yasin Bans got an app for the sacrifice.
For sheep. For sheep sacrifice.
For sheep sacrifices for Muslims.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
He makes it funnier than what I'm making.
It's a funny
game.
No, but to answer your question, it's mainly colored or black. Like the white side of the family. I think because they integrated into our way of living. It wasn't a thing for them to, you know,
so
hold on to.
They wear Nikes and tracksuits.
What do you mean?
I
don't know what you're going on about. This is strange.
Well, Nikes and... Guys, let me say this. The reason why we love expensive clothes, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is one thing.
Because you were naked for so long.
For so long. Oh, gosh.
We love
like
the designer.
Like, really, Dave.
Love the designer.
We kill their punchline.
Sorry,
man.
Sorry.
No, I like that. He's insane, this one.
No. Robin, you don't beat last night's heckle.
I mean, it's that whole thing of you want to hold on to something nice, man, for a change. You know, if you've been
shut,
and Nike just gives
down,
you a break.
Yeah, gives you that
another cushy, gives you a motherfucking, is the
break. That's a good, we went heavily cultural here. This was good.
Yeah.
We should get points or at least some downloads. For being cultural.
Did you read the WhatsApp number?
Not. There's one from Michelle.
I think we screwed
one
up
from
a
Michelle.
Couple of religions.
The WhatsApp line, what's the number there, Eric?
079-748-2090. I didn't even have to look
up.
What?
Robin, hang on.
Do you know a girlfriend's number like that?
I don't have a girlfriend.
I've got his girlfriend's number.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here. This is all good now.
Robin, when did you decide to go to Americania and what were you doing there? Because you did some gigs.
I went to Au Pair.
What is that? That sounds French.
It's like, yeah, it means...
look after people.
She was a domestic
equal, but it, yeah.
It means, is that what it means in French?
Yeah, can guys, can equal, I take this moment?
Go.
And were you a domestic worker?
I was a
the wheel has turned. Did you
thank
get
you, South Africa.
Did you watch the
I really voted.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with the wife. Who was a domestic worker?
Did you get like a very thick slice of bread for lunch and watch The Bold all day?
That is...
No. Will it make you feel better if I say yes?
That's what my domestic worker does.
Oh,
wow.
Where's the bread? I had a sandwich.
No, I can't eat their bread, the gluten.
Because you're so you went over there with an agency and you did it properly?
Yeah.
It's not for the money. It's more for like going and seeing.
What money? Don't be silly.
Do
that's why there's
though.
No gifts because I ran out of money.
Okay, well, next time.
I'll
are you going back?
Stay for how long?
I was there for 9 months, and then in January, you know, New Year's resolutions, I decided I'm going to give comedy a go, and I got on stages, and turns out people like the white girl from Africa.
Whoa!
They thought that was hilarious.
So you just did white girl Africa jokes?
No, I did some chump stuff as well.
Ooh. Tell me, how are you different from white girls from the other side?
From here.
Because now when they say Gwalke from Africa, it's as if
it's a new thing. She's like the Saki Bachman.
You thought it was there.
You know why I'm asking? Because sometimes when you go to, people will assume when I go to maybe Zimbabwe, I will connect with people. It's not really.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking, do you connect with the American culture? Hey, girl. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. See, I'm the worst. Like, I grew up in Bryson, and I even hated those people. So,
okay. Oh, no.
So, New York
I've
was
seen,
like...
But you've done comedy here.
I'm just
going to
take you to
Shisha. Like, you were going to try it out there.
I tried once.
You tried it here? You did it at the box?
Shit. The full appropriation.
No, I tried once at Teamworks.
You were a domestic worker.
Hey, Eric.
Last year.
Robin's talking.
And then... Yeah.
Well, you tried it at Steamworks?
Yeah.
And not at the box?
No, I did the box, and I got back.
Okay. Then I got back. But then you had some confidence and a story to tell and some life experience. And you had a blog. Didn't you have a blog as well?
Yeah, so I started a blog about comedians about a year ago.
About comedians or about comedy?
About comedy and comedians, like a critic kind of vibe. And I was talking about gigs and stuff that you can go to. And then I realized that I wanted to get on stage. I'm actually a scientist.
Holy Joseph.
My background
Holy
is Joseph. Cancer research.
Yeah, I know about
and
Joseph.
And then I went to
this
be
is
a
so much cooler. This is so much cooler than we thought. Like, we've never had a scientist on.
Yeah. One sec. Before we carry on, Woody's asking that we read the WeChat messages, please. WeChat, not the WhatsApp.
I have no idea what WeChat is.
WeChat is that side. I think it's on the far side. Right.
Yeah, Woody. Dave,
you
thank
can come
you.
And read them. Because I don't know how to read WeChat because I'm
like
old.
You're just like my grandmother when it comes to computers.
WeChat.
Now WeChat.
It's like the Mixit they try to launch for some reason.
For old people.
No, just to get people back
there's
to like
Woody. There's Woody. Okay, go.
So Woody, Says, good morning, guys. I worked till 12 this morning. Well, that would be midnight. Got home at 1, fell asleep at 2 and 3.5 hours of sleep. Okay, that's beautiful. And now I'm heading back to work. Feeling cranky. Maybe sex before work will make my day productive. Have an awesome day, Woody.
Are you asking or offering,
Michael
Woody?
Flex killed Tupac.
I don't know what that's about.
See, I'm oh my confused. God, you guys are
let's have a rule.
The craziest fans.
Let's have a rule. Okay. We're never meeting Woody's fucking tweet again.
No, guys.
I mean, first of all, the name.
It sounds so lonely.
Woody.
The name, Woody.
Yeah.
No, but remember,
I feel like
Woody,
this is
Woody was our
6 minutes in, you know.
Woody's now.
Woody was our guy.
We lost him.
You remember Woody was our guy once upon a time? Like
from Amsterdam?
No, man. The guy from Amsterdam was Rob.
Where's our Amsterdam guy?
I don't know.
Is Woody from South Africa?
Yeah, Woody's from South Africa.
Cool.
Somewhere.
Well, he must come to the studio one day. And
Woody
he
is
have, he can be on
I'm
the sex
gonna
show.
I'm not going to expose who he really is because he's one of my friends, actually. Not one of my friends, like friends, but like Facebook friends. He found me on Facebook. He added me. He's like, yo, man, I'm Woody. So I was like, oh, shit, this is blazing.
Okay. Is his name
yeah, so he
really
literally
Woody?
Messaged me now. Like, no, he's got a real person name as well. He's a
colored. But you know.
Well, why is he feeling cranky? It's fucking Friday.
He's a colored.
Whoa.
Do black people enjoy Fridays?
Wow.
So much.
Wow. I mean, we're gonna get. Let me tell you why we even love it. We're gonna knock off early.
Yeah. Hey. Even if you, you know? Even if you don't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you don't have a job, you find a job. You do a job to get it
for
you
Friday.
Know, for
yeah.
No. Friday. Then we'll you go pay. To KFC. Uh-huh. This works.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then you go and drink streetwise, and we go drink.
Fantastic. But that's kind of what I do as well.
Yeah.
Am I
open
black?
Open the streetwise.
No.
Nice.
How many times
you
eat streetwise?
You know how
you
can tell the difference? If you look in the box after a streetwise, how much is left of a white person's chicken? There's still stuff left on the bone.
No, you know how you see white people remove the skin, the
yeah.
skin intact.
Yeah. You guys are respecting the chicken.
No, don't respect it. Devour that thing. Okay.
That's
try
funny.
To make powder of bones.
Is it time for news yet? Can I do the news?
Okay, we're going to do this
before
first.
We do news, I want to get an update on
time.
The shower situation.
Oh, yeah. We got a shower, motherfucker.
Oh, wait, lost
hey!
You.
What's your excuse for being late today?
First of all, just say congratulations to Celeste.
Button.
You are also a nominee, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Comic Choice nominee.
Hey!
Hey, hey!
We need a
comic choice, eh?
Yeah.
That's the real comics. They chose you. They said, we like Eric.
In the morning.
Celeste.
I draw the line at alcoholism.
It's never too early for tequila.
It's never.
No, we have Breakfast Beer Club now. So, Celeste, what's your comics choice category?
Non-English. Flying solo.
You're non-English?
Yes.
I never noticed.
Yeah, of course.
What are you? What do you speak? What other languages do you speak?
Zulu and 40 Rand Afrikaans High School.
So you can't get a job at Jacaranda.
I look at the Rimuraka going, Goeiemorgen, in the morning, I'm like, really? Jesus!
She's on the ship.
Yes, and she lost her hair. I could have bought her the Black Like Me product. I'm joking. I love you too.
You know what? You own that. I think I'm not one of those guys who introduces a female comedian as a female comedian.
Yeah.
I hate it when a host does that.
Yeah.
You're a comedian.
Yeah.
You come in there and you own it. And let the audience suss out, oh, okay, half earth, that's a female comedian or it's a male. When some guy comes on stage and goes, hi, my name's Tabo, I'm black. I'm like, yeah, we figured out that you were black.
Yeah.
You walked on stage.
Yeah.
So I now go on stage. My name's David.
So
I'm white.
Let's go back to my
nominations. We'll get news now.
For a dropout, this is quite an achievement. And the last one is the Comedian of the Year.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes.
So wait, hang on. Comics Choice, you've entered it. It's have you entered before?
Yeah.
You've had nominations.
Yeah.
In newcomer, breakthrough.
I've been
intermediate.
Nominated.
What is intermediate?
I don't know.
Don't ask us.
The thing is, we just want
you have
what?
Not come out yet, but you've come out.
Like
it's
down
say.
Yeah.
You've come out, but you haven't come out yet.
Yeah.
There's still more.
You're getting it. It means you were nominated for newcomer
still
and then you didn't
still
win.
Basically,
so we're giving you another shot.
Still more.
We want more.
Something left at the end of this.
Do open mic and then headline the open micers.
Yeah. Do 8 minutes.
Like someone says, how's your career going? So nice. I headlined the first half.
Wow.
It's a headline spot, homie. It's a headline spot.
Listen, the sweet spot is that just before the first break, let's be honest. I mean, people, after that, if you drink.
First, before
have
the
you been
first
on at
break?
11 or 12 o'clock at night at Napster's gigs or those gigs at the Ozone? 12 o'clock
I've,
you go
I've
on.
Been after 12. People
how's
were
that for
tired
you?
And people were tired. And it was a Kings and Queens.
No.
People were tired. Like, I was like,
did
oh
you go
my
on
God.
After Angel?
No. Oh, gosh.
All right.
Dave, please,
now,
come on.
Okay, yes, we have music now.
Can we not be the Robin, fellow female
are you,
comedians?
Oh, I see.
Only
oh,
so many of us.
Only white Africans. Robin, I want you to start writing again.
Writing what?
Blogs and
no,
comedy. No one's
my
doing
own
it.
Comedy, thank you.
No, but do that, but then also get into the other stuff. No one's doing it. No one's okay. Documenting South African
I
comedy.
I was being all innovative, and then I decided, but I want to get on stage and have the spotlight.
But are you digging that?
I dig it. I
okay,
love
cool.
it.
Okay, when's your next gig?
Pass.
Let's get you a gig. Where do you want a gig?
Everywhere,
okay,
anywhere,
let's get you,
all
we'll
the
get
time.
You on at the box, Goliath Parker's.
Don't look at me.
You can just rings them.
I'm, yeah,
I guys, just rings now you're making it seem like it's a.
No, it's not. It's not a woman thing. It, if that's what you think, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not a woman thing. I'm not saying.
Eric's got no pull at the club.
Hook a girl up.
Come on.
No, okay, cool.
You know, went all the way to America to rip. To be a white African, you know how difficult.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a white African here.
And then on that bombshell, it's now time for just now comedy news brought to you by Eric Janssen of the Janssen clan.
Yeah, blazing cool. So in the news this morning, let's start with normal political news. So many people are running for president. And if one person gets it, we will have 6 vice presidents, according to what my father says. Because my father's very, very much clued up on the whole ministerial thing.
And he does the Lebola
negotiations.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And he does Lebola negotiations. He knows everything.
He's an agent.
Yeah, he's an agent. My dad is the fucking agent.
I thought you said he's a native.
Well, that too. Right. So, Jacob Zuma is doing that vote of no confidence thing. But they still haven't done the thing. They were trying to get the secret ballots in place, but then people's families got threatened, and other people, and other people got sworn at. But then on the 7th of August, they're finally going to decide whether or not the secret ballot is going to go ahead. And even if they don't go ahead with it, people are going to vote against him because they want him out. Yeah. But so many people are contesting for first place that it is fucking crazy. And
to get the presidency.
Yeah, to get the presidency.
But also,
yeah,
he's got so many, you know, he's got so many... So much dirt on everyone because he was in charge of the secret council back in the ANC.
Yeah, yeah.
In continuous seizure day. So all he has to do is say to someone, I'll try to do it. You have voted no.
I see.
Look at this WhatsApp.
how many MPs can you fire though? Weren't there like 12 that just left?
Nah,
like,
you reshuffled.
No, but guys, like, did a shuffle.
Even that's not allowed. It wasn't
there's
allowed.
Something that you don't understand with South African politics and South African.
They don't thing. Care.
There's politics and then there's this. You know, as Zulu people, we still believe
up and down.
Now, don't mess with the spiritual Buddhist situation. Yeah. Why is so powerful?
That's you know what the scary people realize? Yeah. Someone says, "Yo, let's assassinate him or whatever." As an ancestor, he'll be even worse.
Oh no!
That is horrid.
Someone sent us something. They're still sending WhatsApps from Gareth's show, but we're claiming them.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Someone's
getting
nice
about it.
Wait, Woody, whoop. It's just
no,
now
Woody.
Comedy.
Yeah, he was
is
asking.
Is the mermaid
why I was
late because he's still washing with the bucket?
Washing out the scuttle.
Wait, yeah. Woody. Hi, Robin.
That's hi, decent. Woody.
Well, you see, that's where the.
And
I'm waving. You can't see.
Hey, Woody. I hope you
he's
don't have
he's got the podcast when you were sipping tea with Toomey on this very show. He's still
oh,
got the podcast. Amazing. I think it's called keeping it. It's in the server, isn't it? You don't keep the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not yours.
I keep my podcast in a small box under my bed. It's my
okay,
team.
Cool. Next, entertainment news.
Oh, there is actual news.
Kevin Hart was allegedly caught cheating.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like, there was a scandal.
On an exam.
They took a picture of him sitting with a female colleague or something, and they said that he was cheating. And he just laughed it off.
But
it was like, guys,
easy.
No.
That's what I do with my stuff as well.
No.
I mean, I've got
legit.
No.
People
yeah,
say
because he has
unsolicited.
Let me
no one cares about
guys.
Me. That's why I want you to start writing again.
He has his third son on the way with his wife, and he was just like, no, like that's okay. Not my style.
He's also started his own name.
Not the style. No,
yeah,
he couldn't say that.
Stuff. He was going around to a lot of the little bar shows, like the newcomer comedians.
Did you meet him?
No, I didn't. I think I'm the only person that didn't meet any famous people in New York.
Not a single, not even
no,
on the bus, on the
even,
train.
Even Lethle, when she went in November, she met Chris Rock.
Really?
And I was in the bar next to Comedy Cellar when Kevin Hart walked in. And
you in the bar
but
next
I wasn't
door.
In the place.
That's okay, but he started his own network to take on Comedy Central. It's called, what's it called, Brandon? You got news.
Hart Productions.
What's Kevin Hart Productions?
Yeah,
it's called LOL.
Yeah, LOL.
So that's yeah. quite smart because he's taking on the big guys, taking on Comedy Central, saying
yeah, he's
not anyone can.
But he's also
not the
trying
only guys
to
on
grow the young ones.
Oh,
well.
is that capitalized?
His own TV station.
No wonder though there are situation of cheating
and taking
and
on
whatnot.
Netflix as a comedy special.
That's where we got it. When we are about to get money, you guys raise things up. Throw the bitches in
now
the air.
Now, Rich, now look, now you're going to do these things to me.
Celeste, we currently got your microphone on the lowest you've ever had.
Okay, no, cool.
Woody can hear you under his bed.
He's back at work. Woody can hear you. He messaged me to say he's back at work after he told me what he said on the WhatsApp.
Okay.
Third piece of news. Kevin Peterson, the ex-South African cricket player that went to play for England and then fucked up in the Ashes, is coming back and he wants to play for South Africa.
And we
say
no.
Do you think we like
Which
him
is weird.
We said
I feel like, Kevin Peterson is doing is like, you remember that kid in your class that got moved to another class like in the first few days?
Because they were clever.
Yeah. They're like, I'm not coming back.
I won the lotto.
And then he left. And then in third term, he was back in your class trying to make friends with you guys. Like, yo, guys. You're like, no, for sec. Go speak to your
They don't like you there, do they?
Yeah, so that happened. And then last item of news.
She's got lots of news today. For a guy that came late.
Michelle asked me to tell the story. So what happened was last night, we had a gig in Benoni.
Yes, you said it was great.
Forno. Oh, man, it was such an amazing
gig.
That
you killed someone.
Audience, no, the audience was amazing. But what happened was, the first half ended, we had our break, everything was cool. Then the second half started. Right, so deep fry. Who brought me on? No, I brought myself on. Walk on stage.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm trying to move the mic stand.
No host for this one.
Yeah, I'm trying to move the mic stand out of the way. I was the host. Oh. So I'm trying to move the mic stand out of the way. And I don't know what happened, but I moved it like at a weird angle to my left hand.
Sure.
And I was busy speaking to the people in the audience that I spoke to in the first half. And as I turned to speak to the second guy that I was speaking to, I reach for the mic stand, but I smack it over and it lands on his face. Like,
spatial
and
perception.
I'm just like, yeah, speech. That's the best way to start the second half. Fuck up the audience.
Did it hit him in the face?
Oh, it hit him in the face, yeah.
Wow. Benoni,
so I just started saying, like, dog, look, I'm sorry. Can I buy you a beer? He's like, no, I'm fine, man, I'm fine. Then I spoke to him for a little bit. I'm like, what do you do, man? He's like, no, I'm in sales. I'm like, okay, cool. Everyone in Benoni is in fucking sales. This is amazing. What do you sell? He's like, cell phone accessories. I'm like, yo, man, my screen broke. Do you want to organize me a screen protector?
And then he said, my face
Everyone laughed, and then he's like, yeah, I'll take your number and fix your screen for you. So I'm like, holy shit. I can fuck people up and get my phone fixed.
See, you are like your dad. You're a natural born negotiator.
This is crazy. Yeah. But then I did have to buy him the beer because, you know, Benoni people
when
fuck
you
up
the
after.
Microphone.
Exactly.
Sorry, agent. It's a thing. Benoni people are known for two things, partying and fighting.
Thanks for the news. I appreciate the fact that you actually had news. And we didn't really delve into the political side of stuff.
Yeah, we don't have.
We didn't get deep into Kevin Peterson. How much you can't just come back and say, "Hey, South
yeah, we had two Kevins in the story."
Can I tell you what the problem is? South Africa will get him taken back.
There's
we kind of need him. At,
no, but the thing is, he's going to be 40. No, he's going to play by the 2019 ICC World
He'll
Cup.
He'll be 60.
He's going to be 40.
Dumbass.
Do the maths.
No.
So
can I be the girl of the conversation?
Please go
for it. Who is Kevin Peterson?
Kevin Peterson is a cricket player. Cricket player from England.
Google it.
Yeah,
cricket.
Google it.
You know that
okay.
thing
yeah.
when they hit
I just
the ball
wanna, no,
over
I know
the trial line?
I'm familiar with this
and
sport
then
okay, wait, Robin, here's what we're going to do. I'm organizing a tennis tournament for comedians at Joey Osteen's house. Are you in? Doubles.
Yes.
Do you
I
need,
can't play
you,
tennis
you
for shit, but
Fine.
I can
Do you
want
to be my doubles partner?
No,
tennis.
Can I be somebody else's doubles
partner? Good answer.
I'll be selling bananas.
Great.
Orange spice.
Is that a my way joke?
Dave, no.
Oh, God.
No.
Why did you have to take it?
The Just Now Comedy Podcast brought to you by My Way Insurance.
No,
not.
It isn't.
Wait. So, Celeste, we have to ask our guests questions. I'm doing some sit-ups.
He's on the floor for some reason.
Exercising
his pelvic
muscles.
Taking over.
We are watching you.
Celeste, what is the black text? Premise about what's your story about?
The black tax is about our finances. You know, we find ourselves. I started when I was, you know, when I was still with John and them. I was supposed to go home, and
homes
I,
where?
In Mpangin, my hometown, Royal. Oh. Yes. And I called. I was like, guys, please pay me now.
South Coast.
I need to go home. And they were like, why you North always Coast. Insist that you have to go home? Because I you can't come empty-handed. So
you gotta give it,
for
when you
us,
get home,
black text, even I'm it's not like I've got
okay,
a.
So hang on, so that's a brilliant show. That should go to Edinburgh Festival because it's culturally enriching.
I'm definitely taking it there. You are the third person to tell me that.
Who were the other two?
Dana Michelle.
Dana Alexander.
Dana Alexander, yes. That's the best said, and Takunda.
Do you know what? Someone must realize from, and all comedians should take Dana's advice. She's so giving in terms of what all over the world. She'll find a person and she says, you got to phone my friend Dave. You got to do the, just connect you. And never, ever really stops giving. Yeah. There's never, she's never says a bad thing about other comics. How was the show? It was fantastic. Thanks for being involved in my world. That's her jewel.
She's like, awesome. I met her at Switzerland. And I'm not one like night. That. She literally.
you met her.
I take how you.
You met her in Switzerland.
Yes.
Celeste.
Yes, I was performing there. You know.
You went to get the gold from
no,
my
I
Jewish
actually,
friends.
I was actually in hunting. Europe, and Takunda was like, can you please, I don't know, someone pulled off on the show. And I was like, oh, I'm around. And I went there.
Did you enjoy
that?
I met
Dana there.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it. It was a peace summit in...
they need comedy.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing.
Geneva.
Because it was a world peace summit. We had everyone, literally Middle East, people from Middle East, America, Asia, Africa. It was almost like...
Peace in the
Middle East.
Robin,
you're
so calm.
So I'm listening.
So it was a good thing that different cultures and
no, that's blazing.
Hang on, so these stories are coming as well because last night Nicholas Lai said, "Oh, we're all going to Canada. We're going to the Just
they,
for Laughs."
Yeah. Yeah.
There's 15 South African comics that are almost staying in the same flat. I think that's gonna be crazy. Yeah.
Oh, guys, we are very funny.
Who else? Luisa Madinga.
Yeah, Luisa Madinga's that side already.
And Mojack's over there writing stuff for. Yeah. Adrian's there, they're writing stuff for Trevor. For you to come here.
Robbie, yeah.
We are killing. That's kicking ass.
No, that's they are killing. We are here.
We are homeless.
Well, brings it back sorry, to girl, I've got a billboard. I kill.
Yeah.
Robin, Celeste got a billboard.
Yeah. And three nominations.
Where's your billboard? No, we can we actually be
listen, I went last yesterday, I was driving and I saw it. I pulled over. I was like, oh my God, that's me.
Where's the billboard? You want
to
go? I want
to
go.
It's next to Westgate Mall in N14. Is it 14th Avenue? So
yeah, 14th Avenue. Yeah.
Highway.
Is that your? Is that a good spot?
It's a great thing.
Who's doing your marketing and your things?
I'm working with Deborah now. My journey has been like this because I've had people leaving and coming in and whatnot.
An agent is like a relationship. If it's not working, you've got to get out.
No, but this new people that I have now, perfect. Because I'm going to be shooting the one in Silver Star Casino, the show. So yeah, basically it's about finances, and it's funny that now in South Africa we've gone through the junk status and whatnot. It's all about us and understanding the money. And I know people will be like, black tax, oh, that means it applies for black people only. No, that's why we also ask for a raise, and that's why your domestic worker or a person that helps you in your house will be like, can you give me 500 even
to
if it's not the end of
thing.
The month.
Okay.
That's what you call
my
black
mom tax. Always asks why do your uncles always die just before you have to go back home.
No, because really you can't come empty-handed. You must kill an uncle. So that's
whoa! Wait, hold on. We have to kill an agent now. What's going on?
So I call them agents. No, but I'm with you now because from a rural area.
I'm killing uncles here. I don't
know. Oh, you meant story wise.
You're
so worried because
you've
like,
made
hey.
It. You've gone out and found a life in a career that wasn't sort of.
Yeah,
it wasn't like,
definitely.
You can do that.
But the thing is, I'm from the family of eight, and my other siblings have done other stuff.
Have they? University degrees and real jobs.
Like, really proper. I was the last one.
But they
one
ain't got no
things.
Motherfucking billboard.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you phone your sister. You phone your sister and you go, hey man, so how's your billboard doing? Oh, you haven't got one. I know.
She's like, I'm just. Curing
so it's a great show,
man. You know.
Okay, cool. I'm into this now. And where is it going
to
be?
It's
Silver
going
Star?
To be Silver Star Casino on the 5th of August, and then I'm starting in Durban though next week on Saturday in Durban on the 29th of
okay,
July.
We'll post that the poster that we put on Twitter for this thing. Yes. Will you retweet your millions of followers?
I will. Well, I haven't got the million yet because I haven't shown any proof.
Well, we can organize that.
Yeah. Okay.
One of our gigs. Poon, is that what you called it?
And then I'll shut down the internet. Next thing, the followers are like, wow, 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 where's the other nipple? You showed us the left
side. I always maintain if you see the one nipple, you kind of assume the other one's very similar.
But what if it's not?
No, but I'm not into that.
You
I'm
don't
happy.
Need to know that.
Yeah. That's why I never want to have that threesome
guys,
with twins.
Guys, one nipple is better than no nipple.
Side boob. Sure. I'm a side boob man.
Do what you are given. Do use that.
Eric, you've got that look on your face.
I'm not even a boob person. I'm just all about the ass.
No.
Do you have?
Robin, are you sure you don't want to be my doubles partner for tennis?
How do you wear?
That's
how
my
do you gauge
mating call.
A white lady has an ass. Because sometimes you guys fool each other. I've got a pig ass and you're like...
It's not flat.
Yeah. So. Well, you do have the side bump thing, which
Brandon, stop staring so hard.
I must say, let me tell the world. Really? Yeah. Like they always say, for a black girl, you are pretty. For a white girl, you have the...
Yeah. Yeah, no. This is the damn show.
Pose there. We need that for... There we need Twitter followers. Did you get it?
Wait.
I don't understand what's happening.
Sorry, Eric. You're not involved in this. You got a great ass.
I was going to say... No, I was just going to say, I love the whole woman.
Just official. I have ass to listen to the whole world.
Robin, did you just hear what Eric said?
I don't have
this.
You're just a liar.
Yeah, no.
Can we give a moment for... Ba 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 ba. Our white African has
an Roman,
I still need
that.
Wonder Brother.
If you're not getting your doubles tennis partner, can I take on whoever you're getting, you two, in the first match?
Who are my options?
I don't get a comedian tennis partner.
What's going on there? Please.
Are you in tennis?
Lose some weight. Yeah, my mom used to play tennis, actually, yes.
Bring her.
Yeah, my mom too. I can't.
You're allowed
to bring her. And while she taught me, I was like, I'm not a Serena Williams.
She always wanted you to be.
I'm not Anna Kournikova either, so it's okay.
I love how you guys chose tennis players the same color as you guys.
Of course, representation, guys,
is important.
You didn't know what to listen. I'm not a tennis player because of fat.
Yes.
I heard
you have
it.
To run that thing. Run that side. When we are fat, you calculate. I went to exercise.
You calculate more than people.
Yeah, you calculate.
I can't get through that turnstile.
I went to the gym the other day. 2 days I was not walking properly. And when I see a guy now, I must start shaking. I can't shake. My thighs are locking. And I look like there's something wrong with my downside situation.
Gout.
But it's
general
the thighs.
Gout.
I kept on going like this.
Was it leg day, Celeste?
Yeah, it was that leg day.
Show me one of the exercises you did, and then Brandon's going to just take some photos.
You know the squat. Oh, Lord. Here
but
we
now,
go.
Eric, you're a gym guy.
I'm a gym guy.
Is she
guy.
Doing it correctly? Please go and...
90 degrees. Yeah. What is that?
The form is perfect.
And you kick it out to the side.
That's the intense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, that's leg day. It's the reed dance. Oh, that's Swazi. Are you married, Celeste?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking. Hey. Difficult, this thing. Yes.
We've got 6 minutes left.
Why you went to Switzerland?
Yes, I went. And actually, let me say something about that trip. I was dating this English guy, and he broke my heart while I was on my trip.
Yes.
Oh, no. And I lost my phone before Takunda called me for that Switzerland. So I had lost the phone and lost a man, and I prayed as a God, please bring
you
one
got
back.
The gig.
And I got the phone back.
Oh, not
thank
the gig.
Thank God. And the gig. Because when I got the phone back... Either. Because I had left it at some shop. When I got it back,
that's
I got
so
the
Swiss.
Message.
That's so Swiss. You get your phone back if you lose it.
No, that's I was in Spain then when I lost the phone.
But even then,
and
it's
I
like
got
nice.
The message about going to Switzerland.
Oh, señorita.
Yes.
Which you'd prefer not to get the man back? You got the phone back.
Oh, I got the phone back. It's better because I didn't have the
she
big underwear.
She doesn't have a man,
cry.
But she got a billboard.
When you stress, you need a huge underwear and a bowl of ice cream. Sit by the couch and cry. Now, if they break your heart in the middle of a holiday, you don't pack those huge underwears.
Or ice cream.
You pack the nicer ones.
You can buy ice cream.
The small ones that run with everything. Like
the big underwear.
Wow. Yeah, you must have the parachute underwear.
But listen, with a billboard, you should be getting some guys in the traffic are going, I want some of that.
Yeah, but please, they must come up now. It's tiring.
Hashtag.
Yes. You know, I have like maybe four... gloves that are not working in my house because
yeah, you don't need that.
No, I can't. Yeah, you need a man.
But can he wear the overall with that like leather pouch thing with the screwdrivers and the hammers?
Anything as long as there's no diabetes, it's okay. It's okay.
Cool. You know what's nice to have standards.
I love that.
That's on your Tinder profile. Yeah. I don't care who you are, just no diabetes. Hashtag.
Yeah. I'm tired of the sugar thing.
And I hope you don't mind sitting on the couch with me in my big underwears.
Yeah. Because as long as there's no
granny panties.
Existing conditions may apply.
Yeah. Robin?
Oh, gosh.
No, that's him. He's funny. Why did you leave me in Switzerland? I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people I'm on air. Or air. Is it air or online? Which
one? No, we're both. We're live and online.
Okay.
For about the next 4 minutes.
I don't know.
But now...
Whether it's air.
Is it easier to have a relationship as a comedian person? No, it's fine.
Sorry, guys, I'm switching off the phone.
Robin will ask you.
Because
where are these men slamming and banging on the door?
I know. I'm also proudly single. Look at me go.
Oh, yeah! How old are you? Do you want to say? Oh, gosh.
Do you want a billboard, Robin?
You are still single and nice to mess around, okay?
I was just going to say, go out there and hoe.
Robin, get out there, man. Go out and hoe yourself. Go to Benoni, smack your face with a mic, stand.
Yeah.
No, Robin, go and play, man. Don't be sitting down.
What's worse, though, Benoni or Four Ways? I just want to know.
Four Ways.
Yeah, Four Ways.
No, Benoni's family oriented.
Yes. No, it depends on what you ask.
Four Ways. No, family. I mean, we all mixed. Benoni, we all related.
The most insufferable guys.
The most insufferable guys.
Yeah.
Listen, babe.
Four Ways.
These days, just go.
This is the closing thought. I like this.
You are 23.
Right.
It will change. Now you want everything from a man, which is difficult. You want a car, you want six pack, you want this. It's never a one guy. You might find a six pack, but he's dumb. You might not find a six pack, but he's got man. You see, when you are older like me, that age, you want things that are basic.
No diabetes.
Does have legs. Does have diabetes.
So Robin, you can have diabetes. What do you want in a man? So find five men: one with a six pack, one with a car, one with money, one with good looks, one with personality.
Hey, bathrooms are in problems.
Apparently, albinism is important. Make sure he has a penis. He could be transgender.
I thought you said make sure albinism is important.
I said have a penis.
Penis. P-E-N-I-S.
And on that note, we're actually going to end the show.
No. You can't. No, you can't.
Remember, this has been the Just Now Comedy you Podcast. Can't. Make sure you have a penis.
Yeah.
No diabetes.
Yeah. Yes.
And a billboard will get you laid.
The best part about having a penis is sharing it with somebody who doesn't.
When is the Comedy Choice Awards? Can we go and watch?
Comedy Choice Awards is
9th of August.
9th of September. 9th of September.
But voting's done. Whoever's won is won already, hey?
The voting
closes. The audience choice voting closes now in August. Yeah.
Okay, so now what ones have you voted for? We can vote for Comic of the Year.
Comic of the Year.
Yes.
Flying Solo.
Flying Solo.
Because I do my own show, my own thing. Yeah. And the non-English, which is more like a Vanek thing.
Yeah, it's a Vanek thing.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why they have to put English there.
It was pressure. Yeah,
it's just Vanek.
Vanek.
Take out the English.
Maybe because Afrikaans
put
people also apply.
Yeah, but
Afrikaans is Vanek.
Is that Vanek?
It's been Vanek.
You see, everything, if it's not English, it does not have its own name.
Yeah.
Colonial, non-colonial comedy.
Exactly. I mean Afrikaans.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah,
Robin, will you say goodbye to the people?
Goodbye, people.
Eric?
No, I'm last, man.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I know this by now.
Celeste. Guys, see you at my show. Bye.
Brandon, any news?
No, I got no news.
Okay, thank you.
No news.
Yeah, we'll see you just now. Love you. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.